We're number one.
Jimmy is being a cheap ass. You know, I'm like, damn.
You heard it here first. Joe Rogan listens to our podcast first.
Right, we're the best. You know, they say people that cuss are morons. So I'm an honest motherfucker. Put the fish away, Reggie.
It don't even hurt to give birth anymore.
Not for me.
Nothing to it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Come on. I'm ready. I want to do it.
I wear a thong. I got one on right now. You want to see?
Jimmy and Geek. Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
That is a bunch of shit, if you ask me. That ain't make no sense.
Start recording again, and then I got to get it on Facebook. We got to go live again, which I got to, now I got to figure out how to do it again.
Part three?
Yeah, I guess. Go part St. Patty's, part three. If it'll work. What are you doing over there?
I have no business over here. All right.
Let's see if that connected. All right. Connected. Boom, boom, boom. And St. Patty's 3. It's 3. All right. Location. Madhouse, save. I think I gotta talk. I gotta put something in that thing too. I forgot about that. There we go. Boom. All right, now it'll let me go live. All right. Should be on in a minute.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Mind your business.
What are you doing over there? Where's the thing?
She can't hear it.
All right. All right. Now we're back. And this time we've got Summer. Summer's in the kitchen. She's the one running our kitchen now. She's the one cooking all that delicious corned beef everybody's eating. It ain't me, because I've messed mine up. You know how that happened, right? You know what happened?
What do you mean?
Because we talked about it. We figured it out. I never put water in it or nothing. I put it in there. And then we would cook it before shorter than we cook now. Now we cook it a long time. So when I pull them out to go slice it up, I pull it out to slice it up, and it's just so much juice in there. I'm like, she must be putting water in it. That's why it's so good. Right. So when I make mine, the next I make three more, I put water in the bottom because she must have, you know what I mean? And they freaking burnt to crisp. And I'm like, I mean, I'm talking burnt. Like this, just putting water in the bottom of the corned beef when it's cooking burns it. Like I'm talking, like not just burn, like I'm talking
bad.
Yeah, like you threw it in a pile of coals.
So how did hers come out good? Yours came out.
She didn't have water in the bottom. But it gets so juicy from the fat coming out. Mm. and stuff. It just looks like it was so much. I thought it couldn't be just that. It had to be water in there.
Yeah, like the bottom of the pan has like this much water in it. I mean, not water.
It's grease is what it is, but I thought it was water. You know what I'm saying? So I did it, and then because Angel was supposed to pull it out, and he turned the oven off when he was supposed to pull it out because he was real busy that day, and he just left it in there. Well, you know, it's kind of how you do a prime rib. You know, you turn it off and let it, so it still cooks, you know? So I go, that must be what it was, you know? So I make them again the same way. I make three more with water in them. So now I'm 7 corned beefs, dude.
Wow.
7, like 15 pounders, dude, that I freaking burnt to a crisp. Legit. And then me and her were talking, and she's like, did you put water in yours? And I'm like, yeah, I did. I put it in there. And
she's
like,
that's,
yeah. She's like, no, don't do that. And then she did them without it, and it's perfect again. Yeah. That's crazy. Who would think water would make that? What's the effect that causes that?
I think it's like the water and the grease like mixing together and then like heating up, and then it just like evaporates.
the so grease evaporates easier because it's diluted, maybe, or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's wild, dude. It's unbelievable to me that adding water would cause that. That's bizarre to me. But
that's like when people make turkeys. You would imagine when they deep fry them how dry they would be. I think they're so much more moist.
When you do a turkey when you deep fry them,
yeah,
they are. They're really good.
Like
actually,
seals the juices in there, and it. You know what I'm saying? That has different effects. You never know.
I would have never guessed that. That one, not in a million years.
I thought about it for like a day. I'm like, what did he do differently than me? And then it like dawned on me. I was like, you said something about water. And I'm like, no.
That's crazy. I mean, you could add water and burn a freaking corned beef. Like, that's just insane
to me.
Well,
you know now.
That doesn't even add up. Like, in my brain, that still doesn't even, like, work.
Now,
right?
Now, down the road, if somebody put water in, you'd be like,
you're fucking so idiot.
What are you, stupid? Everybody knows not to put water in there.
I'd have never known. Well, when we cook our ribs, we put water in the bottom.
Right, that's what I was just about
to
say.
But that doesn't come off that much grease.
Well, it's not in the oven that long. A corned beef, we're cooking 7 hours. Yeah. You know what I mean? The ribs are in there for a few hours, like 2.5, 3 hours, you know?
Yeah, that's funny.
It's not, you know, that's, I wonder, the ribs might be better if we just start cooking them longer without water.
Right.
We should try it. At least one, just do one that way. We should try it. It might be even better, even though they're pretty good now. It'd be hard to change, but I'm curious if it would be, I'm just curious. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe throw, I don't know. Extra grease in it or something. I don't know.
Have you put an order together for the kitchen yet?
In an order? Okay. No, not yet.
He just messaged me and said, we got to get it done.
I'll do it when I go downstairs.
We got to get that in so we don't get like we did last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought it was 4 o'clock because when we had to have it anyway. We sent it out and didn't get an order. Didn't come.
Yeah, running a store and getting little stupid shit here.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, because it was late.
So how you like being the kitchen manager now?
I mean, it's kind of the same. I just do the same thing that I did before besides, like, make the schedule and do the order.
It's the same?
Yeah, I mean, like.
Well, shit, we should bring it.
Well, I'm not, like, walking around, like, all bitchy, being the boss. You know what I'm saying? That's not who I am, but. But I mean, you know, rotate. I tell them how it should be done, and they just listen. It's easy. They make it really easy.
They do.
You know why they make it easy? It's because you're leading by example. Angel has verbally said to me, he has absolutely said, I have no choice. I have to leave it right because she leaves it so good for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, that's what it is. That's leading by example. That's you know. Not just telling them, they're saying this is what, you know, you expect. You know, it's not saying that's what you expect, but you give it to them right, they try to give it back to you right. I mean, people are going to come up short.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like Sean, I think when somebody came up short, he would make it out to be this big blown up thing that it was unnecessary to be like. You know what I mean?
I just remember when Sean was the kitchen manager when I worked here last time. I would come in and I would have this list of prep that I would have to do. And I'm like, I got to do that and all these orders. Like, in my mind, I'm like, what have you been doing all day?
But that guy always was doing something.
I mean, it's easy to make yourself look busy. I could do it. Don't get me wrong. I could do that.
And that's true.
That is true. He was always, though, doing something. That's one thing I always thought he was doing something. But
he was going to the cooler with his hidden beer.
Yeah,
you would
probably
think he's running in the cooler to do something. Yeah, he's going in there to have a beer.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was. I don't know.
I know.
I thought so, but clearly, no, I thought he was. I knew he was drinking. No, I know. I told him he couldn't drink no more. And then literally, I don't know, like 2 weeks maybe?
No,
2 weeks later after I said that, I seen a beer sitting right by the coffee pot, and I'm like, a tall boy, which isn't something we even have. And I go, Sean, I thought we agreed there was no drink. And he goes, yeah, I know. I was just waiting for you to say something. It's like, we've already had this conversation. Like, what the hell? He was, I don't know. He was different. But people didn't listen to him because of that, because he didn't lead by example. That's the difference. Yeah. Because he would bitch and nag, and that doesn't help. But it's just, you lead by example. It's yeah. same yeah, and thing.
Mumble with, under his breath.
Yeah, he was just talking. No, he's. But you know, it's been great with you back there for sure. But we still are going to need some help with some right. more help.
Well, we're
still
Lefty looking coming for. Back?
He comes back Monday. Well, he's on the schedule this week. She, I don't yeah. think she's made it yet, though.
Yeah, I haven't made the schedule.
He's
but
ready, though. You talked to him?
He came well, in. He brought his letter
says
back.
318. Yeah. So. Yeah.
He brought his letter back that for 318. He's 3 days a week.
He's going to be excited to come back to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it was pretty good when he left, too, though.
Not
I
like
think.
This. No.
What do you mean?
No.
It was not clean like this.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, not as clean as it is now. No. No, no, no. no. But it was still.
I'm hoping it's not going to be, like, a problem because, like, when I worked with him, when I closed with him, like, I'd be like, Jimmy wants it done this way. Why are you doing it that way? He's like, I know, but still did it ass backwards.
And oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Well, and not, I'm just like,
at this point, you got the authority to be like, no, this is how I want
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, there's little things that you do that just make sense.
It makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. Like mopping. When you mop, you start in the dish room and come around. The last thing you mop is that food line. If they start on the food line, which a lot of them like to do,
yes,
it drags the grease. You know what I mean? It puts it in the water and you just drag the grease all over the floor. And you can tell as soon as you walk in because when you walk in, the floor looks almost tiger striped or something.
Yeah.
Like it's,
yeah.
It's because they started on the line and dragged grease around with them.
Well, I think that's leaving it wet.
No, it's the grease being come. It only work if they do it though. If they do it that way and they leave it wet, there's still not grease built up in it yet. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen them mop the whole floor without dipping it one time.
I've seen that too. Yeah, that was not these guys, not the people that are here now.
Right.
But other ones.
Used to drive me nuts. I'm
like last time I worked here, they would just keep dipping the mop and the floor would just stay wet. And
yeah.
Just be wet for like an hour or two. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no, you don't want that. Because then you're just tracking everything all
over. And you're ruining it. That's how the tile are popped. The tile that are popped, that's why they're popped, is from letting that just soak and sit. On a tile like that. Yeah, that kitchen is definitely cleaner than it was when Dave left. But but it was really clean when Dave was here. Even when Summer came back, it was really clean. Yeah. I mean, a lot cleaner than it was. I just hadn't gotten to everything yet. But
no, it wasn't this clean.
No, hell no. No,
I mean,
no, no.
There was still definitely a difference from working here last time to when I came back now. Definitely a big difference.
Oh, it was huge. Yeah, it was a monstrous difference. From just because when I took it over, it was so bad. And I didn't even it was even worse than when you worked here the last time, actually, because Sean did better than that. You know what I mean? Than what Reggie was doing, basically.
But it's funny because, like, the health department, when it wasn't like it was now, they would say how nice it was. And I'm thinking, remember?
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, yep, kitchen's perfect.
Well, because they don't care about that and stuff like you think. They care about temperatures. They care about the work surfaces. Using the proper cutting boards and keeping things dating and throat and rotated and things like that.
That shit was funny. They were like, yep, kitchen looks great. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, God.
No, it was bad. We attempted a couple times, me and you did, to come in there. We would come in on a Saturday or Sunday back before we were open on Sundays. And we would go in and do stuff like mop real good or pull out everything and clean behind there and stuff. But it never got to what it is today. Never. Not even once did we get it that good.
No.
And Sean was always trying to get me to pay people to come in on Sundays to do that too. And it's like, it's not necessary. It never was necessary. You just got to do it while you're working.
Right.
That's the only way to keep up with it.
It's like today's a slow day. You do something. You know what I'm saying? It's not every day you're going to have time to do a big project in there. But like today, you could do a little project, you know, little section.
Yeah, just hit on one little thing at a time. That's all. And you have to do that to keep it going.
That's funny. Like her and Angel both do that. They'll pick a spot and they'll just do that whole area that day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's. Davey, I think, is going to do pretty good, though. I mean, I don't know if he never cleaned a grill as good as you guys do. That's for sure. But he did clean it always. He just never got it like down to where it is now.
I don't
now.
Think we had the lemon juice when he was here. I don't think we had it.
Yeah, didn't somebody say you put lemonade on it or something?
That's what they do every night, and that's why it looks like that. Lemonade. In the morning, it's you can't tell the difference between lemonade or lemon juice.
Really?
I've been out of lemon juice for days.
So you're using lemonade?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why. We had this conversation. I don't know. You must have said to use lemon juice, but I was thinking lemonade because we didn't have no lemon juice. So that's why I started using it. But it works. So,
it does? It does the same thing?
Yeah.
No shit.
It doesn't get it as good as the lemon juice, but I mean, like yesterday when you came in.
That was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all perfect. Lemon juice. That was lemonade right there. Wow.
That's crazy. What the hell?
Misconstruing what you say and shit. It worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to order the lemon juice from no, them. That's on the TCP lemonade. Order. Nah, will you want the real thing. <Just isn't? kidding. laughs> That's sugar you're putting on there, too.
Like hey, that's why all the burgers are sweet.
You said that was a special sauce.
Yeah, the special sauce. Don't tell nobody. They got a little tang in their stuff.
Yeah, something. It ain't as bitter as it used to be.
Wow.
All right. I think that's all we were going to. I don't know what else we wanted to talk about. Just I know the corned beef was annoying. I know that.
That
was
pretty funny, though.
Dude, that's horrible. That it's my own fault, too.
I know. That's you the can't best even part. It wasn't my fault.
It looks like, you know, the first St. Paddy's Day I ever did, okay? The very first one, Guido come in to cook breakfast with me.
Oh, man.
And I come in. And at that time, we would do in prime rib on Saturdays. And I come in, and there was four prime ribs
that look like shoe leather,
still in the oven, and still cooking.
Oh, hell.
From the night before.
Who was that?
That was Sean. Yeah, Sean Panther, the one that was running the kitchen at Quaker Steak that just left Quaker Steak.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looked like shoe leather.
Oh man, I was so mad.
I didn't say a word. I just tried to walk away.
Oh, I was boiling. Oh, my God, was I boiling. Which, I mean, I shouldn't even have cooked it that day. Back then, I didn't know any better. I thought that we would do prime rib and you'd just have some corned beef sandwiches. I didn't realize that it would be all corned beef all day. You know what I mean? I just didn't know that. But, yeah, I had four of them cooking in there and they just freaking gone.
How much was it?
Boy, I can't remember. Like, if we went by today's, though, that was $1,000 in there.
Holy shit, today's cost.
But back then, it wasn't that high. It was probably like $400.
It was probably this big, and then they ended up being like this.
They were. They looked like my corned beefs.
Oh, my God. It was bad. I just looked at them like, what the fuck? I didn't say a word. I just turned around and walked away. He was mad as shit.
Oh, yeah. I was boiling. Because that was when we first started, man. I didn't have money nothing, really. Yeah, it was every week was a burden to put in a food order. You know what I mean? It was rough, you know. But anyways.
Putting half liquor orders in and shit like
that. Oh, yeah. Running to the store
to get, it was pretty tight.
Yeah, it was real tight. I remember when the lottery came in and we were like iffy, like did we want to do it or not? And the lottery comes in and Amanda's like, you know, I don't know if we should do it, this and that. And then I think it was Melissa Newsom said, well, I'll show you how to do it. And she just played a ticket just to play it so she could see it. And she like hit for like $160, I think it was. It wasn't a big hit, but at that time we didn't ever have to pay nothing out. You know what I'm saying? Right. So now Amanda goes, oh my God, what are we going to, we just started freaking out. Like, what are we going to do? Now what are we going to do? You know what I mean? It was tight back then. It was real tight. Yeah, it was definitely tight. But all right. I think that's it. I think that's all we wanted.
All right. See you guys later.
Happy cooking. I might have to come down there if we start getting busy on the corned beefs. The corned beef's on Uber Eats too. So we might get them through there too. Right. So. All right.
Well, that's it for today, huh?
Is that it for today?
I don't think so. I don't.
I don't know. Yeah. You tell me.
I don't think we're done.
You think we're done?
Yeah, we got about 2 hours in on it.
Is it 2 hours? It's probably more than that. Honestly. Probably a lot more than that, believe it or not. But.
All right. Well, you have a good St. Patrick's Day.
I shall. I'm probably going to get some sleep, I think, more than anything. That's what I need. All this working and planning for a dud.
Right.
Yeah, that sucks.
No, I'm just kidding.
Crash and burn, crash baby. And burn. Crash and burn.
Got to do a little special effect for that one.
I don't have it on there. I have the cameras up because we were watching to see if it was busy down there. I probably have something here, though.
Yeah, that ain't it. All right.
Peace. If you enjoyed that podcast, please subscribe and share. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok to stay up to date with our videos and antics we got going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill. You can always stop in and see me, Jimmy, or Guido at the Madhouse Bar and Grill. We're located at the corner of Clinton Avenue and Northridge Road. And we got great food here and plenty of drinks, some pretty bartenders. And who knows, maybe you'll even end up on the podcast. See you there.